In March of 2020, I caught COVID. I was asymptomatic and I had no idea that I was infected. This was long before testing and vaccinations were available. When I came home from work, I did what we all do at least 22,000 times daily. I breathed. I breathed out and my wife breathed in. She got infected and was seriously symptomatic. She developed long COVID and has suffered from many symptoms over the last nearly 5 years. Fast forward to March of 2024. I woke up one morning in mid-March and I did not feel well. Over the next day, I began to feel pain across my whole chest. As much as I did not want to go to a hospital in Alberta, where nobody took any precautions concerning SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, I went to get checked out. After several hours in the ER, with me being the only one wearing a respirator, I was given an EKG on a chair in the waiting room. The technician read the results and very casually told me that I had had a heart attack. That was not what was causing me considerable pain. I had developed pericarditis, which is inflammation surrounding the heart. I was admitted to the hospital and treated with a cocktail of medications and the placement of a stent. I was discharged after 9 days and came home and isolated for 5 days, not knowing if I had been infected again with COVID while in the hospital. My wife could not survive another COVID-19 infection. Inflammation is a common symptom of COVID-19, and none of the many doctors I saw in the hospital would entertain the possibility that COVID-19 could have caused the attack, even while recognizing I had no risk factors aside from age. They just don't want to think this virus is unlike any other and cannot be treated like the common flu. I will never know the role my infection played in my heart attack. I will never know if I have long COVID. But I am recording this for the future, for researchers who may someday look into whether severe complications can appear long past infection. And finally, I wonder how many other asymptomatic COVID patients are experiencing heart attacks and strokes while the medical profession looks the other way. Healthcare in Canada and other countries is failing us all.